Then after that, then got building highways and dirt roads, and was more available. Mm-hmm. And we were bothered a heap by the people fencing their land. If it did own the property, it had to give back 6 feet or 8 feet for room for his cattle to pass on farm to the other, go across the field. Some of the way, like out here you saw yesterday. Go to another field over the fence, you could see. Mm-hmm. No way to get to it if everybody had the land fenced to the line. But had to give back a little for that. Then there was a roadmill sometimes through a man's farm, provided he didn't object to it, and had big wide gates to go in and out at. And they shut the gates and open them, and going in and out at. But in the southwest corner of the county, two men lived there, were cousins by the name of Browns, 18 and 2, I don't know exactly the date. One had to go across the other's farm to go to town, and had to go through some gates. Well, he got out of something, he leave the gates open, and his fellow stopped and get outside. Well, then he got to start the fuss and the quarrel, you know. And they kept falling on to one made a mark, if you get on my land, I'll shoot you. But so it happened, so one neighbor got sick that owned some property back there. Lived on a man's farm, it did. And they go in to work out his crop. Well, here come this man over here that done threatened shooting if he got on his land, didn't he? Went over there, helped the man out of his troubles, you know.
Yeah.
Not knowing what to get into, and so I went home and got a gun and come back and shot him. That there in the fodder field, pulling fodder. That's true story, but who's to blame or not, we don't know.
Yeah.
And that happened before my wife and me ever met.
What did they call, was that a lane then that they'd fence a 6 to 8 foot?
No, that was called a lane, that's right. One man farm, that's a lane, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But did they ever turn into roads then, eventually?
Now, some of them lanes would turn into a public road. Mm-hmm. Maybe the other fellow's farm is a big ditch there, a big gully, or a branch, a creek one. Well, he'd go build his road right through the fellow's farm, if the man didn't object to it, give him plenty of gates, wide gates. But so done for a long, long time, then it got into the hands of, well, it's always changing all. Public road was a public road, and give the maintainers, who called the county or state authority, to build a road where the old road was.
Nice.
That's where my, here was. The road one time right around this house here, and through the patch of wood all that way, with them big yoke of oxen, I told about 7 yoke. But now, later on, Daddy, big Harley just give room for road up through the middle of the field, but it was a great help to everybody. People banging on my
head, you know. Road was straightened.
That's right, straightened the road, made
rather than cut all the way.
Have to go by horsepower and you and awful slow up this hill and down that, and then cross gullies and side and face it, hauling loads of hay and loads of fodder, sometimes fall over. You know,
tip right over. Uh-huh.
It was a great help to have good roads.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if you tell me about, you mentioned the other day about the house where you grew up, and would you draw a kind of sketch of it? By the way, I
don't mind, I can tell this, but you make this any kind of this two square pins.
And I also wanted to ask you, your address is Scottsville.
Scotts Hill.
And is there a box number? And do you know the zip code?
38374.
Three,
they have to be now.
74, yes, they just, I don't know what they do with letters without them, but they don't get delivered. 38374. And when I get this article copied, I'll send the article back to you.
Right.
And I'd like to send you some of the pictures if they come out.
You read and reread that time with you last night.
Yes.
I can give you one of those to take home.
Yeah, the children, we've got 5 children.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We'll go with yours. Give this to keep. I've got 2 or 3 more like it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Well, I certainly appreciate that.
Put that in your thing.
Yes, I send all this back to the university, or take it back, and it'll stay with the tapes then. In the library, and be a good record.